It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2013, recorded Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Feeling kinda punchy. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three gadgets from Pepcom's Holiday Spectacular. I have a brand new crappy corner theme and your videos. All next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now,
and here he is, the engineer of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. You don't have leaves changing, right? Because we're going over to Central Park tomorrow to see the leaves change.
Not really. No, no. I've never lived in a place with a good fall. So that hasn't happened. No. I'm envious. So you have all the color and good gorgeous, I assume?
Yes, it is. It is finally hitting the city line, so they are turning into. And you have to go to, like, Riverside Park is mainly greenish, but Central Park has a much bigger variety of trees. Those that turn red, especially Riverside Park, is actually very narrow. It's only a block wide.
Yeah.
Whereas Central Park is like a mile wide. I mean, you could walk for days in the park and beach. It has three waterfalls. Dennis and I have never, ever been able to find one of them because I guess they've decided no signage. They want no signage to spoil the fact that you're out in the woods. However, someone posted something on a website, and then Johnny Jett reposted it. Lampposts in Central Park have a tag on them, and like the first number of the tag will tell you whether you're east of Fifth Avenue, in the east side of the park or the west side of the park. The second thing is the closest block you are near. And the third thing is like the direction you're walking. I don't know.
This sounds like the most New York thing to
you. Yes.
Because there's so many little if you didn't know, this in New York City, you can do this or you can look at that or, you know, it just seems like so much of the city was handmade and engineered just for it. So it's so different and so, you know, particular.
Yeah,
just
it's like these numbers. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I like it.
No, that's good. Anything thrilling with you?
No, not really. But you are telling me that if we go to Central Park together, just based on the light posts, you'll know where we are in the GPS.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll know the codes.
You will be able to find your way around Central Park as good as I have, and I've been in the city for 55 years.
No, it's look at the right lamppost. There's a Jersey Mike's just over here if you keep heading west. Yeah.
No, it's cleaning off my desk from last week, and I saw in the Schwinn press kit,
ooh,
it was a gift, and I'm thinking...
Yeah. So this is the press gift that you got.
Ooh. Yeah. So the hurricane, I see there's got to be... A caution flag, and we're going to open it.
Yeah, so you're going to find out live here. Yeah, it looks like I would guess that is a caution flag style microfiber cloth. That's what
I'm
getting.
Okay. And maybe a
yoga mat.
I'm thinking a raincoat, you know, something to rain.
What would fit their brand image? Yeah, like a poncho.
Riding a bike.
Yeah. Maybe it's mud.
Let's see if you were right. Sorry. I think you might. You know what? I think it's a neckerchief. Hang on. I don't have overhead cameras or anything like you have.
No, no.
I don't even have a scissors. Oh, I do have a scissors. All right.
It sounds like the chat room also agrees. Poncho or a pouch? Oh,
a
what
pouch?
Is that?
Pouch?
Oh, that kind of looks like that? A.
Wow.
A bandana. I think you got that. Oh, it's a... Whoa! Ride the storm. Yeah, handkerchief, bandana, neckerchief? Is that a thing?
Yeah, and this is... What in...
I think it might be a poncho. That looks like a neck.
I think it is. I see a hood.
Ah.
Oh, okay, it's a rain... Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, it even has branding on it.
Oh. On both sides. Talk about advertising.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Look at that.
And I think you, I, and Josh and Dennis could fit in it.
It's massive. It's a triple XL.
Look at
this. Sheet. With a poncho and a bandana, we could rob
a Western bank. And a storage pouch for your hurricane bike. I mean, it's big enough.
That is great. Nice little promo. That was kind of like, what the heck is inside it?
Yes, exactly. What the heck's inside here? That's a new category we can do.
Okay, well, you went to...
All right, so I have three gadgets that I never knew about before, and I'm trusting... A lot of the chat room won't. The first one. Anyway, let's check this out.
Okay. Whoa! Taking down a...
Jessica is so mad.
Boxing.
Because the snack lady went by and she didn't stop. I don't blame you. All right. The name attracted us alone. Fight Camp. And Jessica's going to knock her heart out while Tommy tells us what's going on. Tommy, I'm going to raise your mic up again.
All right, let's raise it up, Dick.
Okay, there you go.
Absolutely. We're going to stay far away from Jessica, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm getting...
I think you're a little too close right now. I don't know. I'm worried for you, Dick.
I'm getting some alcohol and some snacks.
Okay, so...
So what is Fight Camp?
So Fight Camp, just the name alone, you said it attracted you, right? We named Fight Camp after the way a fighter trains for a fight. It's known as their Fight Camp, right? We adapted the fighter's workout, so boxing and kickboxing, for the fitness clientele. Fight Camp is meant to fit at somebody's home. And
it's someone, a home, not a gym.
In a home, yeah, specifically for a home.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And this is the size of it?
Absolutely, right there.
Okay, that would be my apartment, pretty
much.
That's
your apartment right there?
I'm in Manhattan.
I got you.
I could rent this out.
Yeah, you should. So, yeah, Fight Camp is right in your home. We have thousands of workouts that you can follow along with from the screen. So okay. Jessica is going to demo one of those workouts. It's going to start here in about 4 seconds.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. And right now, Jessica is throwing ones and twos at the bag. Now, if you see the bottom of the screen, that's the programming of what you're supposed to be following. So it's telling Jessica to throw these ones and twos. If you look at the top left of the screen, you see all of her punches being counted there.
Now, is this Bluetooth?
It's Bluetooth enabled, so the trackers, Jessica's wearing trackers on her wrists and on her ankles. Those trackers are connecting to this console right here.
Oh my gosh, okay. And why are your gloves bigger than hers?
My gloves are bigger than Jessica's because the gloves that I'm wearing right now, these are actually 2024 North Pole Santa Claus gloves. You got the fuzzy wrist there. They're made for a big jolly man, that's why.
Now, is this Bluetooth or Wi-Fi?
So the way this works is Jessica has trackers. I'll show you what they look like. She has one of these on her right wrist, one on her left wrist, and then one on each ankle as well. These trackers are Bluetooth enabled. The Bluetooth connects to this console right here. So we launched this console about 2 months ago, and it connects to this TV. And that's how all the magic works, right there. So as you see right now, Jessica's throwing this combination, a 1-1-2-1-2-B. That's a jab, cross to the body. These trackers are measuring whether or not she throws that.
Okay. Now, what does this system cost?
Okay, so here's our holiday pricing right here. For one person to get this in their house, $800 for the technology, the bag, all the stuff that you see here.
And a pair of gloves.
Everything you need to get started with this. And then there's a subscription to the content that's $39 a month.
Okay.
The reason there's a subscription to the content is because we upload new workouts every single week, every single day, basically.
Okay.
So as of right now, there's thousands of workouts. New ones are being added every day, so you never have to take the same workout over and over again.
Okay. And two people, it's roughly 1,000.
If you want it for two people, yep, $9.99, exactly, yeah.
Okay, and your website, fightcamp.com?
This one's an easy one, fightcamp.com, that's
okay.
The one.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
I'm so embarrassed I accidentally knocked Jessica out.
He did.
She had the last cookie. What was I to do?
Jessica, did you hear what he said? He said he knocked you out.
I had to knock Jessica out. She took the last cookie, and I couldn't help myself.
Man, Diggy D, just looking at the tutorial, you became strong enough to punch out someone.
Yeah, now, that is a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is,
and
this, yeah.
I'm kind of knocked out by $39 a month.
Yeah, this is what they're competing with, really seems to be the Peloton service, the Peloton sort of model of everything, really. Have you heard of Peloton?
Yeah, I know, but do they make a punching bag thing?
No, they don't. So they're kind of like aiming for that product category or that like... that echelon of...
Oh, yeah, because the Peloton bike is like $1,200 or something, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, the Peloton, all the Peloton equipment is extremely expensive. And you can see this is, you know, this is the product line that they have. So they have the treadmill,
okay,
the rower, and the bike, and that's it. But like even say just the bike... you know, that's $1,100 for the bike. The rower is $3,000. And then the treadmill is $3,000 as well. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
So going back here, like that's the same type of like they're aiming for the nicest product design, the best experience at an expensive price.
Yeah, and someone in chat said, "Is it tracking how hard you hit, and it tracks the speed, the quantity, the intensity of the punching? Does it in all time? It also, you can also add kicking in, and it'll track that."
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if you were looking for a workout that is not the traditional running on a treadmill, working out a bike, or doing a rower, you know. And you don't want to leave the house, and you want it to be super nice. I guess you know this is the only product that I know of. You know, and the only other alternative is to get a coach in with you, or you know, or punch a bag without any type of metrics, any data, and no tracking. You know, that type of stuff, and you're also not going to get the you know. A nice benefit of that, you know, it's expensive, but the $40 a month thing is that you get tailored workouts to the equipment that you have, right? That workout.
And you get them, he said he wasn't sure if it was daily or weekly, so it's not like, so they're always on it. And also, it's a good theft deterrent, because someone breaks into your house, and they see the boxing gloves, and they see that, they go... let's go to a house where they don't have so much sports equipment.
Yeah. This is just such a big investment. I mean, this would be such a huge investment for anyone, not just the price, but also the space. And
yes,
you need to dedicate a television to the console. You know, the television doesn't come with.
Exactly.
So definitely a very high-end product. Interesting. And I find it very interesting. The fact that they're tracking punches and tracking kicks, and they have the entire suite of, you know, to track it and and show the stuff on the TV, and they also even have the workouts and stuff. Like, it's cool, but woo, what, you know, it's just a niche product, a niche yeah. and expensive
niche.
Yeah, totally. Fight Camp.
Right.
And lots of people made this joke in the chat, but it has to be made. The first rule about Fight Camp is that you can't talk about Fight Camp. That's a Fight Club reference.
Oh. Yeah,
which is a movie. Anyway, moving on.
This is a fascinating product, and I'm sure you never heard of it before. Let's Ooh. Take a look.
Okay.
All right, so I'm a big fan of flossing. We have something new,
Ooh.
I believe.
What we're going to find out from Hungary.
Maybe tell us.
Holy cow. What is this?
This is the Proclaim Custom Jet Oral Health System. We take a digital scan of your mouth, and we design a 3D printed mouthpiece with up to 60 jets precisely placed between the teeth and under the gum line. And in 7 seconds a day, it replaces the need to floss. And we did an ADA clinical study that showed that Proclaim is 10 to 13 times better after 30 days and using string floss after 30 days. And reducing gum inflammation, gum bleeding. You're at the dentist, they're one of our partners, and I recommend it to you and do the scan right there.
Okay. And so this is your whole system?
Yeah, this whole system. So each system comes with one custom mouthpiece.
Okay.
You can buy additional mouthpieces for other members of your household.
Okay.
And you can replace it, so more than one person in the household can use the same system.
Now, is this filled with water? Or
filled with water. So okay. It's simply with water, you know, in 7 seconds. It uses all 22 ounces at level 5. So yeah.
It uses all 22 ounces?
At once.
Wow. Word.
Plus, in between the teeth and under the gum line, you can see on the video here how it works and how it gets in between the teeth and under the gum line.
Okay. Now, what does the system cost?
So $5.99 on our website.
Oh,
okay. So everything that you do, scan, custom mouthpiece,
for
you to and look, it's a serious issue. When I look around this show, like, this is the only thing that I know everybody here needs. Less than 5% of people floss effectively.
Oh, this is, okay.
In this country.
Yeah.
47% of adults over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease. The numbers grow to 70% over the age of 65. And gum disease is tied to systemic health as well. So the bacteria in your mouth enters the bloodstream through inflamed or bleeding gums and causes inflammatory reactions in the brain, the heart, rheumatoid arthritis, Alzheimer's dementia, cardiac issues, all because of gum disease. So it's a silent epidemic, as the CDC calls it.
Is this brand new or
brand new? We launched earlier this year.
This year.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And your website is proclaim.com?
Proclaimhealth.com.
Proclaimhealth.com. All right. This is great. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Man, that is insane. I can't believe it.
Seconds of 22 ounces of water. The food doesn't stand a chance.
No.
Maybe some of your fillings are going out. So I
don't know if my natural teeth stand a chance. I feel like they're going to get uprooted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's so cool, though. I mean, this video does show it, like, just absolutely shooting out of their mouth.
Yes. That's it. That, yes.
Just, you know, it's pretty funny. I mean, I'm absolutely intrigued. Like, this is so cool.
I thought you would be. And $5.99, it does include, you have to go to a dentist that's set up to do this, but it includes them making the mouthpiece for your mouth.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
You get one of those 360-degree brushes that brush your teeth in 40 seconds. And now you can floss in 7 seconds.
You're ready to go in 60 seconds. Out the door.
Yes, exactly.
Brushed and flossed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I am amazed. Definitely, you know, my first thought was about Waterpik. You know, we've seen and heard of Waterpik, the brand, for
yeah.
a long, long time, an alternative to flossing. Who likes flossing? Not a single person.
No, I loathe it.
I don't think so. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to do the Waterpik everywhere at once in 7 seconds with a 3D
with a
printed.
Lot of pressure.
Yeah. I just hope it doesn't hurt too bad. Yeah, that's just absolutely crazy. The other thing is it's sitting on the, like, I could just imagine it just sitting on the counter in your bathroom. I mean, it looks like a CPAP machine on, you know, like it looks so, it looks intense. I will say that I could imagine that just sitting there being like, wow, what is that crazy medical device sitting there? Anyway, I'm obviously price far beyond what I will buy.
Yes.
But impressive, very impressive and available now.
Available now. Available now.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really, really cool. Yeah. Never seen that before. And also, I saw this in the background of that commercial. It looked like you did add a little bit of something into the top of it. It looked like...
Oh, okay. Yes. In one clip, I saw... Yes. I said, now, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks like...
Oral infusion.
Concentrate. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it looks like something... Someone in chat said, how much is an additional mouthpiece? It looked like it was $400.
No way.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a little excessive, isn't it?
I guess they're saying that the base unit is basically $100, and the mouthpiece is really the most expensive custom part of all of this.
Yeah, because the dentist has to get the share.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do it.
Huh, that is a good thing to note. Another mouthpiece costs $400.
$400.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you could just hope for the best and use the other person's mouthpiece.
Hi, I'm going to need to get Invisalign to match my teeth with my partner's. Not, yes, to, yes. You know, yeah. I just need, just make my mouth match theirs. And then yeah. we can save $400 on a mouthpiece.
Exactly.
No, exactly. it's very funny. Okay. Gadget number three.
So, gadget number three. I know a person who needs to check their glucosamine daily.
Mm-hmm.
And there are devices to do this, but this company said theirs is the first over the counter device that you apply the device under your skin. Yourself.
Ah.
So let's take a peek.
We're here at Stello, and we're going to find out exactly what this gadget is. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is Stello by Dexcom. It is the first over-the-counter glucose biosensor. And what it is, it's a small wearable that you wear in the back of your upper arm, and it helps send real-time glucose insights to an app on your smartphone. So every 15 minutes, you can see readings of where your glucose is and where it's heading.
Now, how do you attend? I see you wearing this.
Yes. This is our other product, but yes,
okay.
We have Janika's actually wearing one on the back of her arm over here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a small wearable that you use this applicator for. So each sensor comes in this wearable right here, and to apply it, you simply unscrew the cap, you hold it to the back of your arm, and you inject it with this button right here.
Now, when you say inject it.
Yes.
Is it actually putting something under the skin?
Yes. So it injects the wearable, and then there's a small wire that sits under your skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't need a doctor or anything. You do all yourself.
Yeah. So this you do all yourself. It's available, the first over-the-counter one, so available without a prescription that you can buy directly online.
Okay. And how often do you need to replace?
So it lasts for 15 days at a time. So you replace it every 15 days.
Okay. And the kit contains... the device and one
sensor. Yes. So each kit contains the applicator, one sensor, and then when you're done, you put on a new one.
Okay. And the retail price?
It retails for $99 a month or $89 with a subscription.
Okay. And available?
Available at Stello.com.
Okay. And it's out now.
Yes. Right. Available now.
Okay. This is great.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Now, she was mistaken because I read the press release is it's a monthly, you buy the device every month because it's $99. And she said it comes with one stick on, which lasts 15 days, but the monthly charge is 30 days. So there are two of those applicators in the box. So that you it's every month.
Yeah.
But it's $99 a month if you just want to quit anytime, or $89 a month if you want to be on a subscription plan. But she also said it's the only device that will give you, tell you every 15 minutes what your glucose is doing and warn you of
so
peaks. And I mean,
so my sister is on a similar type device. I don't know exactly what type of device that she's on. And so
now
and,
my friend has a device like that, but he had to go to the doctor to have the thing implanted.
So my sister has one that she can do herself.
She does.
Just like this, but it is prescribed from the doctor, right? The doctor had to say, you need this, and then you have to go to the pharmacy and pick it up. You know, it's a prescription. And that also, I assume, comes with prescription costs. And the fact that, who knows, that device may be $500, and then with prescription, you know, it's less. I have no idea. I've never had to deal with any of this type of sensor technology before. And so my guess is that the big news here is that if you use this type of tech and need it, you could get it for $100 and skip insurance, basically.
Yeah.
And do it yourself. Right. Right. This Freestyle Libre 3 is what Scooter X just shared in the chat room. And that is what I think that she uses. I can't quite remember. This would be the competitor. And this one, I'm pretty sure, requires a prescription. Anyway, so that type of thing, I think, if that's what... here we are. Scooter X gives some context. There are some things I like about the Freestyle Libre and others, but they're not over the counter. You got to get a prescription, and insurance usually pays. So basically, this would be like the monitor for people who don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Two.
Also, if you wanted to see what it does, you would pay $99 and have a 30-day trial and track your own. Maybe you want to just track it every other month or something.
Totally. I mean, or maybe you want to track it and you don't have a reason to go get a prescription. I don't know if this is an applicable use case, but let's say I'm an athlete and I really want to track my glucose levels, and I don't want to go into the doctor to tell them I want one of these crazy, or insurance wouldn't cover it or whatever. Now I have an option for $100 a month. I like it. I like it a lot. I think this is really cool. And also, there can't be a single thing wrong with more competition in a market like this.
In the field.
Exactly. And if this is the first over-the-counter, and it seems like a very reasonable price for a medical device like this that would last an entire month, This is great. Can't complain. Stello, Stello by Dexcom, Dexcom. Pretty cool.
And check their website. They have a lot more info and things about what you should be looking for if you have diabetes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, well, with that, let's move.
Oh boy.
Into a much crappier situation.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We asked the patrons what the theme should be, and here were the choices. Bargain buys. So you know the thrill of scoring something cheap? This is what ChatGPT came up with. Let's see, these bargains are a steal, or if you're better, left on the shelf. What the heck is it? Anyway, you know the what the heck is it theme?
Oh, right.
With the crappy corner. And then the last one is just food gadgets. So I was thinking it's kind of like Thanksgiving-y. So maybe we should focus again on food gadgets. So between bargain buys, that includes like clearance, that's the type of stuff. What the heck is it? Or food gadgets? What do you think they voted?
I'm going to say food.
Ooh. It was very close. I was worried this one would be another of those nail biters. But at the about a few hours ago, there was a clear winner, and it was not food gadgets. It was what the heck is it gadgets? Ding, 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 ding. So,
oh, my God. Okay. All right. Won by a bit. Okay.
By a little bit.
Yep.
Those were neck and neck. So, oh, my God. I just realized I should do it this way where I could show you the gadget, and then you have as much time as you want. But I didn't record the video this way, so I left a lot of time for you to decide what this gadget is. So I'm going to go to the video right now. Hey, diggity. So here we are with the first of our what the heck is it gadgets. And this is the gadget, the what the heck is it? What could it do? What could it be used for? What is its purpose? There is, I don't know, it looks very ergonomical or like, it has like lots of weird, I don't know. Any ideas?
Give me more time to make any suggestions. Here is actually what it is used for.
A nail filer.
It is a paper cutter. And not just
It's a what?
But also
Pack and Debbie got it.
Ribbon curler. Here is the packaging. So this is honestly like the perfect gadget for
Christmas
time.
It's a
because
wrapping paper cutter.
Cut paper using this blade that's sort of like in the middle here. But it'll help curl ribbon. So I got some ribbon here. And it even mentions on the back that it'll help you to smooth down tape. So instead of using your finger, you can use the edge of this thing to smooth down tape. So I haven't tested it yet. Let's give it a test. There should be a blade down there in the center, and we'll run this across. We just have computer paper here, but obviously you could use, I would expect to use gift paper, gift wrap. Hey!
Oh!
That worked pretty well. Obviously, it must be an insanely sharp blade to be able to pull that off. But just sticking it under there and giving it a bit of a push. I'm trying to do this so that y'all can see here. That's easy. There you go. It's just slicing up the paper. Pretty good. Okay. Well, that works. Now let's learn. How do we curl the ribbon? Oh, I see. I was thinking that it might be on the bottom, but it's this edge right here. You can even see there's a little imprint of, I guess, a ribbon being curled underneath that edge. I don't know if that's obvious to see or not. So this is just that sort of like cheap, basic ribbon that you get all the time on stuff. And I'm going to see, will it cut the ribbon? I know this isn't intended. There you go. Oh, it does. It cuts ribbon. Hooray. Now let's see, does it curl ribbon? So I'll put it on here. A little curly. Let's cut this again. Let's try a different technique. I never know if I should like curl in what direction with the ribbon here. I feel like I'm just bad at curling. There we go. Kinda.
Oh, there you go.
It's kinda curled. It works, I guess. I need to like pull out normal scissors here to see, would I have just done a bad job? Do I have normal scissors here? I do. Okay, here's the alternative, right? You just take some scissors and grab the edge of
the blade.
I curl stuff. Seems a lot more effective.
Oh my gosh.
More effective than this thing. I know how to curl ribbons, is I guess what I'm trying to prove here. Let me try the other side.
Wow.
Kind of? No, that's just not good. Okay, the alternative, one more try just to see how good I am.
Oh, that was excellent.
Okay, well.
Yeah, that's my point. I can't use the curler. I can use a scissors.
$4.55. I wouldn't use this so much for ribbon cutting. It did seem to be really good. And, well, there you go. At cutting paper, and definitely in a situation where you have gift paper and you want to go for a long, straight edge, maybe this would be helpful.
I think that's the one they use in the Olympics.
Looks weird. That's the best thing that it has going for it in the category for this month. Back to you guys.
So, there you go.
It's a great what the heck is it? That,
isn't it?
That you never guess.
That's crazy. So, I showed that it was $5. I forgot to mention it was $4.50. When I was there, it was actually on sale because Hobby Lobby is where I bought it and they'd run sales all the time. And that sale, by the way, extends to the website. So, it's only $2.69 right now.
Wow.
Which is kind of funny.
And Fiskars have a lot of their scissors.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a popular brand.
Yes, yes. In fact, I was afraid that you can kind of see it imprinted on the top of it, and I was afraid that that was going to give it away. I don't know if you can see there, but yeah. Anyway, it's imprinted like right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. What the heck is it? Is going to be the category. This is super cheap. So like $3 if you want to go pick one up at Hobby Lobby and probably, I mean, they're around. So there you go. What the heck is it will be the category. That should be
a
very fun category. I'm really looking forward to that one. So yeah, good times ahead for the next month. Thank you, patrons, for voting on the What the Heck Is It Crappy Corner category. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And our warehouse video is from a frequent contributors, Jeff and Adam.
And
here's their video.
Good evening, Dick and Chad. This is Jeff and Adam with another Gadget Warehouse video. And I'm in my studio, or AKA the floor, as you can see, like I start all my videos. But today we're going to be talking about not what the heck is it, what the heck do you really need it? Or why the heck did you really need it?
Why the heck is it?
Yes. Yeah, that's funny.
This kind of talks about it. You'll be able to see it in a minute.
Candle?
This is a candle,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you guys are familiar with, you had this on the show.
Oh, yeah, the plasma torch.
Oh, yeah, we love those. We love those.
Like the candles or whatever. But the gadget I have today is something that has to do with that. First hand, it looks like a lamp.
Yeah.
But why is this important? Good question. I'm going to turn it on for you right now. There it is.
I've seen these advertised.
3 intensity speeds. And you could set a timer as well, as you can see. And the object of this is to basically do what this worked for years, and it still works, to light it. It's called the candle warmer lamp by good luck L-I-T-I-R-Y.
Lit eerie.
And basically the way it works, it's kind of simple. You could adjust the height if you put the candle in there.
Oh.
And I guess the aroma will start going into the room. But again, I don't understand the reasoning. And what I mean by that is you light a candle for basically free light and free aroma. What's the point of having a candle and using electricity? I still don't understand. The only good news was that it was only $10 on Amazon, and I'll share the link with you. But, you know, this is definitely, as you can see, the box is in good condition because it's going back. But anyway, not because of the money, it's just, it's a pointless device in my opinion. I don't really understand why you would mix electricity with the old-fashioned candle. But anyway, LITIRY, candle warmer lamp, and I believe it comes in a couple colors, and that's about it. Like I said, I'm on my way to Amazon to return it. So have a great day, and love the show. Take care. Bye.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess the, you know, the use would be it warms the top of the candle, it melts the wax on the top of the candle, and then like some aromas come out,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
It's like an incandescent bulb to like warm up. Yeah.
Now it's interesting because the chat room says that a lot of places don't allow open flames.
So this is true, is some of the apartments.
Yes, Sims to Rachel said, as a renter, mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to burn candles.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, and Luke says the same thing. No flame, there's no fire. I thought it was a way for a candle to last almost forever.
True. I wonder how quickly the scent would... I feel like the scent would evaporate, and then you just have wax. Oh,
that's, yeah, like that's interesting. There. Well, chat room. Has anybody in chat room used one of these?
I will say that there is a similar-ish product that seems like you know, what Jeff is saying is, like, you bought the candle with the wick in it, light it, like, it's all there. It all works. There are wax warmers that are very popular.
Wax warmers?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is probably for someone in the suburbs like me. You've probably seen this all over the place at Walmart. They are basically just here. Let me see. I can't believe I can't find one right now.
Now Becky said her husband doesn't like lit candles.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And some people don't like the soot. They don't like that, you know, cause what the candle's doing is it's wicking the wax into the wick and then it burns it to make it. And so that, you know, it's a little bit of air pollution, a tiny, teeny, tiny amount of air pollution. So yeah, some people don't like that. So this is what I was thinking of. This is another electric thing, but that doesn't have a flame. And the top of this gets warm. I'd say it gets hot. It gets pretty hot. But the product that you buy is specifically for this. That does not include.
Oh, they look like. Oh, you could melt caramels.
It does. That looks really tasty.
I love the smell of a caramel.
Yeah, that looks really tasty. I'm surprised they're not showing off the wax melts, but they have, you know, just as many wax melt scents as they do candles.
Gosh.
You know, there'll be a thing with, you know, 50 different smells of waxes. I've seen this as an alternative for people who cannot keep open flames in their apartments or in their homes.
That's interesting.
That type of thing. So that's another similar way to get the same, like, you smell the candle, but you don't have to light it.
And I forgot, are they electric?
That one is. It's just pure electric, 100% electric.
So much less room.
It does. It takes up a lot less room. In fact, a lot of these that I've seen are even, they're kind of made to go in a kitchen outlet. Like up on the wall, and so they just like stick right in there, and then they don't even have a base, they don't even have a cord.
Oh,
it's like a nightlight style.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Style
okay.
thing to kind of go up there. So that's another alternative. It's like an electric candle, basically. Almost like Jeff found, basically.
Right. So the one Jeff bought says currently unavailable. But as Chad's talking, there are pages of none cheap like Jeff found for $9,
no.
$10. But there are a bunch of them.
And I will say that candle warmer thing that I found at Walmart, that is one of the things I remember about it, is the price.
Oh, it's almost only $8.
It's $8. It was $8. It's two pieces. You have this piece. This is a bright LED. I hated that. This is bright LED and electric warmer.
Oh my god, stupid.
Yeah, at the top. And then
how much are the wax things?
Let's just see. Scented wax. There they are. $1, $2, $4.
For a bunch of them, right?
Yeah. And so what'll happen is this will be a pack of six normally. There you go. There's the back. And so you can decide how much you want to use. Typically for like, you know, 2-3 hours, like two of them, you know, you break off two of them and then they'll last, and they evaporate just like a candle. They'll eventually like be basically gone completely. There you go. Some electric candle alternatives.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jeff, a big conversation going thanks to your video.
Yeah. Not the gadget for you, the weird lamp thing.
Yeah.
And I agree. That was kind of a little funky. Oh, I think light a candle personally or get something like this. That's like,
I would like to, I will look into those things that you mentioned. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to send in a video, get the current issue of Mad Magazine. Just do what Jeff did, okay? Make sure we can see the gadget and hear you talking about it and shoot it in landscape mode. 1 to 3 minutes, you can put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. If you click unlisted, then only people with that URL will be able to see your video, and that's what we need. So put it up on YouTube and email us, mail@gizwiz.tv. Send the URL. If we show the video, we're showing 99% of them. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. And that's for people who live in U.S. and Canada. If you live overseas, I will personally autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture to you and then send you a high-res image to print out wherever in the world you are other than here. mail@gizwith.tv.
Do it! With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
It's from Mo again with the subject, great device. I haven't looked at it, so let's see what it is.
Okie dokie, here it is. Boop. The toy cleanup vacuum for kids. That works on Lego bricks, LOL doll accessories, and more.
100. Wow. You know, see one. Go to the videos. There it says 5 videos.
It is. It's called the pickup bricks. Oh my gosh, that actually kind of looks fun. It is $100, which seems rather expensive. Or it's just a video of it working. You know,
it is supposed to. Oh. The bricks go in one place, and the dirt from the bricks
goes.
I don't even know if there is dirt. I don't think it picks up dirt at all. It's just a brick picker. Does it pick up dirt? Oh, wait, it separates. Oh, you're right. You are right. Hi. Oh, look, there's the dirt.
Oh, there it is. Oh, here we go. So you clean the dustbin and you put the dustbin back in. Then you pick up all the bricks.
And there's the...
Oh, okay. So the bricks are in one part.
And the dust... O-ert is in the other. $100, though. I love this idea. The $100 price point scares me. I feel like this should be at most $60.
It's so funny. I was gonna say $59.99 is all I want to pay.
Yeah. I like it. Here is a competitor in that price point that we're talking about. Look at that. It's not quite as fun looking though.
Does it separate the dirt out though?
Let's see. Nope. From this image only. See up there, there's that mesh at the top. I don't know why. I'm thinking that is where I don't think it would separate. I think it's all in one container. That would be the...
If it's separating dirt out, it's got to be really big dirt.
Yeah.
That mesh is big.
Dirt the size of Legos. Yeah. I love this weird arrow thing that they add to every single image. Like, you wouldn't know that it sucks things up without it. I don't know why. It just bothers me.
That's very funny.
Sometimes very the funny. Direction these Amazon people choose to go with their marketing annoys me. Interesting. I mean, I like this a lot, and I think I'm surprised that I haven't seen more things like this. This seems like a brilliant idea that Lego should make. I'm surprised I haven't seen the Lego branded vacuum. Anyway,
maybe
very cool.
You will.
There's an opportunity, a business to business opportunity to be made. Thanks, Mo, for sending that over. That is a
that was fun. That was great cool fun. Thing.
Big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That is where you support the show every single episode. If you want to give a one-time donation, you can head on over to gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website, and then there'll be a tiny little PayPal link to give via PayPal there on that page. However you donate, thank you so much for your support of our show. Thank you. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, and we have a few schedule changes coming up, and that is all posted at the top of the website before I get into it. But it's honestly, it's all at the top of the website. I can't remember what is our schedule
next week on Wednesday. I have a charity event, so GizFizz is Friday.
Correct.
The following week is normal. The week after that is the same thing. I have to do a Friday GizFizz. Then it's Thanksgiving, and for Thanksgiving we're doing this show on Wednesday. And GizFizz on a Friday. It's all at the top of gizwiz.tv.
I'm glad that I have you here for all that. There you go. That is the schedule changes right there at the top of the website. So check that out if you want to catch us live in the future month. If you don't catch us live, don't worry about it. You can watch the show on our YouTube channel or on our website or on Apple Podcasts. Gizwiz.tv is where you can go to find all of that. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover.
And the new game,
Oh my gosh, it is. What a theme, too. I forgot. We could find out what the heck was it from last month's. We get new what the heck is it. And the whole month is what the heck is it. So this is a what the heck is it filled episode. I'm looking at you to try to... scroll down past the old what the heck is it, and there it is.
Okay, that's that one. Did you know what that is?
I don't actually. It seems cell phone focus, like I have no idea what this thing is actually. It seems like it should go, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
Okay, a lot of people knew or figured it out. First of all, it's upside down. So it hangs over a seat belt, a seat back, so that you can hang bags on it. Okay, so a lot of people knew that.
I see.
And then, of course, we like the funny ones because we give more answers for that. A strap for your pants that hooks keep your underwear from falling down. A device that clips to a baseball cap and use the eye hooks to keep your eyes open for long trips. Captain Hook's uneaten hand brace. Weight belt for bodybuilders. A lot of people said, for some reason, side saddle stirrups. actually, could almost work. It sort of works for this. Extender hanger. for closet hangers so he can hang more stuff. Attaches to Batman's belt so he can hang gadgets on it.
It's a utility belt extender.
I have no idea what this means, but it just sounded so funny. I gave them a mad. My wife said it's tiny stirrups for people who have bow legs and tiny feet. Who knows? New mousetrap, Gumby's chaps for when he's taking Pokey for a ride. Shoulder strap for a woman's shoulders. You can attach your bra to it. And then the final one could almost work. Device for holding tools to a tool belt.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
okay.
We had 6 winners. We had a poll since so many people had won it. And then we picked 12 for the funny answers. And now, December.
Okay,
what
there
the
it
heck
is.
Is it?
The entire gadget, not just a piece. Or part of the gadget. This one's obvious to me as an oldie, a classic. This is back when Ford tried to rebrand the cigarette lighter for children. So if you think you know what this is, get a guessin. Over at gizwiz.biz, there are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. If you that about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.